San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, May 10th, 2020. Today's lesson is Blessings in Disguise on Mother's Day with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. So good morning, and it is an awesome Mother's Day morning, and thank you for your jokes, Reverend Mark. So, today is Mother's Day, May 10th, 2020, and I'm a mother, and I'm a daughter, and I am a grandmother, and I'm not the only one. I know. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation, and that one power I call God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And I say that every Sunday to anchor us in this magnificent truth that we are a part of the great Mother, Father, God. We are that which has been created by the divine as an expression of itself. I love that. I love it. So this morning, I want to honor all of the mothers. All of the mothers. And with all that's unfolding in our world, many of us are not able to be physically present with our mothers today. But you can still be with her in a special way. You can call her, you can text or email her, you can use Skype or FaceTalk if she's online, or you can spend time with your memories of her if she has passed on. Notice I didn't say passed away. She's passed on. She didn't go anywhere. She dropped her body and became invisible. Now, how many of you who have had your mothers pass on have heard her words in your head? Yeah. Yeah, I told you, she only passed on. She didn't go away. Remember that if it were not for our mothers, none of us would be here today. This is a day when we celebrate not only our own mother, it's a day when we honor the sacred calling of all mothers who gave the gift of life and guidance to so many. The term motherhood has different meanings. We all know wonderful women who do not have their own children. And yet they take on the sacred role of beloved parent. There are mothers by birth, by adoption, by step-parenting, and by simply stepping into the motherhood role. A friend of mine is the oldest of 8 children, and she took on a lot of the motherhood role for her younger siblings. Seems like the oldest sister does that a lot. Not sure exactly why or how. I think they're sort of said, take care of the little ones. I was the little one, so, you know, I had a lot of people tell me what to do. Now, this also includes grandmothers who become mothers to their grandchildren, which is becoming more commonplace in this ever-changing world in which we live in. So regardless of the relationship that we may have with our mothers, all of us were given the very first blessing on earth as the precious gift of life. A gift that required the presence of our mothers. So your first gift was life. And you received it through your mother. For some people, that's the only gift they got from their mother. That's the only time they knew her, is through that birth process. But that's not true for everybody. And there is a vast range of relationships between parents and children, between mothers and sons and daughters. And we want to honor that whatever the relationship is, it's okay. It's okay. Not every mother is perfect. Really, not every mother is perfect. Maybe yours was, but not everybody's was. With that being said, it may be that some of us were not the perfect children either. Not me. No. Of course, I was a perfect child. I was perfectly me, which wasn't always what my mother thought of as perfect. But still, we all do our best. We all are learning. We all are growing. And the very fact that we're celebrating this morning is a tribute to every mother on this earth plane. Every mother that ever was, every mother that is, every mother that will be, as you so eloquently put it, Reverend Mark. There's a book called Mommy Magic that's written by Adria Manry. And she says in it, when a child is born, God sprinkles a bit of magic into the heart of the mother. As life unfolds, the magic that the mother bestows upon her child becomes a springboard for achievement and a safety net for failure. Instilled deeply into a mother's soul is the desire to create a perfect world for her child. However, as the world becomes more and more demanding, we sometimes let the weight of those pressures erode some of the magic that we were blessed with. In other words, as mother and child mature, as they grow, as they expand outside of their little magic bubble world of infant and mother, life becomes more challenging. And the innocent childhood magic and blessings that were once experienced appear to diminish. And we miss many of the opportunities life has to offer. If you ask my kids today if they still have the mommy magic with me, they'll give you a look that says, "Are you kidding? What do I look like, a baby? You know, my mom's busy." Doesn't matter. It was there at the beginning. And when we allow ourselves to go back and think about our own children when they were first born, we feel the magic. We feel the blessing. We feel that first blessing, that first gift of life that we had when we gave birth to them, that the fathers had when the child was born, because there is an instant bond. There truly is an instant bond. Now, everybody doesn't recognize that bond, but it's there. I mean, my goodness, the child is your own DNA. Of course, there is a physical bond as well as a spiritual bond. And many people are simply not prepared to handle that. But it's there. So we're continuing our theme for May of receptivity to opportunity in our annual theme for 2020 of explorations in consciousness. And so we want to take every opportunity to see the blessings all around us and to be actively receptive to them. So today's lesson is blessings in disguise. Blessings in disguise. Everything is a blessing in disguise. The Science of Mind textbook written by Dr. Ernest Holmes, who's also the founder of the religious science movement, defines a blessing as a constructive thought directed toward anyone or any condition. A constructive thought directed toward anyone or any condition. We don't have to get out the holy water, make the sign of the cross, and say, bless you, my child. We don't have to do any of that. It's not a matter of physicality. It's a matter of consciousness. We are blessing each other when we think constructively and positively for each other. Now, if it's true that life is full of blessings, it is true that life is full of blessings. Let me say that again. It is true that life is full of blessings. If only we have the spiritual consciousness and wisdom to recognize them. Sounds like everything else, right? Hey, the truth is out there if only you recognize it. The power is there if only you recognize it. The universe always says yes, so be careful what you're saying and recognize what you're saying. We recognize the divine spiritual principles that always exist. And we look, we explore in our inner consciousness, and we use that inner awareness to look outside to see the true blessings that are everywhere. There's a bumper sticker that reads, "Everything in the universe is God, disguised as something else." That's true. That's true. Everything is God, disguised as something else. This CD right here is God, disguised as a CD case, and the Word of God in the music and the lyrics that are a part of it. It's been said that an obstacle can either be a stepping stone or a stumbling block. A stepping stone or a stumbling block. And so the question becomes, how receptive are you to all the opportunities that represent themselves as stumbling blocks? How receptive are you to life's many blessings in disguise? Sometimes we become too busy or too distracted by life's challenges to see the spiritual solution that's right in front of us. There's a spiritual solution to every quote-unquote problem. There's a spiritual path within every quote-unquote condition. When we still our minds, when we become open and receptive to intuitive messages that go unnoticed, then we can be open to receive the spiritual solution. Nothing in life happens by accident. Did you know that? There are no accidents. Everything is as a result of a cause. An accident is seen as something without a cause. It just happened. Well, no. There was something behind every effect. Is there a cause behind every effect? There's a higher plan at work, and everything is in divine right order when we see life as it truly is. Life is a miracle and a blessing. Remember, things are not always as they appear. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. In the Holy Scriptures of the Bible, it's written in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Interesting phraseology, but what it's saying is the things that we see weren't made of other things that we see. They were made through our consciousness. Everything that is an effect, an outer effect of an inner process, of an inner spiritual truth, of an inner divine creative process. And so the blessing is in that we have these ideas and they move through this law that always says yes, the spiritual law, and they are created. So everything that we see has a spiritual source. Your shirt, your hat, your shoes, there is a spiritual source behind each and every one of them. Think about it. Caveman walking around, steps on something sharp. He says, "Ooga booga, oh!" So he says, "I don't want my feet to get poked. I want something to protect my feet." Generations later, thousands of years later, we've got $3,000 high heels with red soles that everybody wants to buy. And the truth is, if you turn those things upside down and step on them, your foot still gets poked. The mystery of life itself is disguised and it's hidden from our view. It's in this inner knowing. It's not out there at what we're looking at. The mystery of life is buried deep within. The answer is quite simple, and the questions must begin in your heart. Now, those are lyrics from The Mystery of Life Itself by Reverend John Pileski. So let's explore our consciousness as it relates to blessings. Life is full of blessings. Life itself is a blessing. And that important truth is missed by so many. Too often people get so immersed in their problems that they miss the very opportunity that will set them free. In our Science of Mind philosophy, we already know that everything in life appears for a reason. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. We may not see or understand the reason that things are happening the way they are, why things happen the way they do. However, there's a hidden purpose in any given situation, a hidden purpose. It's not random. And with that philosophy in mind, we can recognize that each situation and every condition is a blessing in disguise. Some people call them problems. Some people call them issues. I call them blessings in disguise. There's a silver lining in this cloud. I know there's a silver lining in this cloud, and so I want to see that silver lining. What do I need to figure out in order to see that silver lining? Now, sometimes those blessings in disguise can appear to be awfully powerful. Awfully powerful. And if you do not feel blessed, knowing that life itself is a blessing, you're looking at all this. If you don't feel blessed, go back to the beginning. So life is full of blessings and life is a blessing. So you just, you know, when you start thinking, oh, go back. Life is a blessing. Life is full of blessings. Just keep in mind the wisdom of our theme for this month is to be receptive to opportunities. Be open to receive. Be open to opportunities. Nothing's going to be done for you. It's all done through you. So be open and receptive to life's blessings. And that means to live in the present moment, to pay attention, and to see beyond what is in front of you. Look past your problems, your current situation. Reveal the blessings that are all around you rather than focus on the obstacles. I can focus on the obstacles all I want. There's no kitchen cabinets yet. What's the blessing? My floor doesn't leak. Something you can do to help redirect your focus to your good is to count your blessings. Simply count your blessings. And so that you don't lose track. Okay, number one is this. Number two is that. Number three is this. Oh, I already said this. Okay, so to help you from losing track, make a gratitude list. Write it down. Make a list of all the things you're grateful for. Your life, your home, your material possessions, your health, your friends, your family, your San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. Add that to your gratitude list. And your divine connection with the one power and the one presence that makes all things possible. Put that on your gratitude list. That you are breathing the breath of God. So after you count your many blessings, you need to make every blessing count. Don't take your blessings for granted. Multiply them. Share them with others. You have a beautiful voice. Speak. Sing. Share yourself with others. You play an instrument? Play. Record. Share yourself with others. Be open and receptive for more blessings. The more you share, the more you are grateful, the more you receive. Because what we focus on is what increases in our life. When you make the conscious decision to be alive, awake, and aware of your divinity, you shall be blessed beyond measure. I say shall. You are already blessed beyond measure. You shall become aware of it. So I do have a question for you. Are you ready and willing to open your minds and your hearts to more blessings? Yes or yes? Yes, yes. Even blessings that seem to be disguised and hidden from your view? Yes, yes. So place your hand over your heart and affirm with me. I am so blessed in so many ways. I am blessed to be here now, to be loved and respected, to be open and receptive to all the good life has to offer. And so it is. Amen. So take a nice deep breath and take this opportunity to honor yourself and realize the blessing that you truly are. You are so blessed to be here now. And you have all the good that life has to offer. Everyone is a blessing. All of you are a blessing to me for your present awareness this morning. And you're a blessing to the world because you care enough about yourself to be a part of our spiritual community and to make this world a better place by practicing science of mind principles. A lot of people have endured trials and tribulations, comedies and tragedies, and life experiences that have challenged your faith, your peace of mind, and challenged your belief in the existence of God. And that's okay. That's okay. That's what it took to get you here now. And you might even be going through one of those challenging times right now. I want you to know, every challenge and problem has within itself the opportunity for you to reveal more faith, more confidence, and more spiritual strength than you ever have before. Something's calling you to go a little bit deeper than you ever have before. Thank you, Jamie Lula. Every problem in life can be a blessing in disguise when you have the spiritual attitude of gratitude. We have a friend, we haven't seen him in a while. His name's Matthew Jones, and he's an author. He has visited our center in the past and done a workshop and had a book signing, been a speaker. And he's a cancer survivor. And within a few years after he was diagnosed with his cancer, he recovered and he completed the San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon. That was it. He was going to do the marathon, and then he got his cancer diagnosis and he said, "Nothing's stopping me. I'm going to do the Rock and Roll Marathon." In the beginning of his book, Going Through Hell, Don't Stop, he made the following statement. "I wrote this book for everyone who's gone through dark days, is going through dark days, or who has dark days ahead. Remember, our darkest days become our brightest future." In other words, everything happens for a reason. Life is full of blessings in disguise. Matt had the opportunity to become an author, inspirational speaker, and marathon runner after being blessed with his health condition that offered opportunities to present themselves. I believe all of us have some blessings in disguise. They could be a serious illness or a synchronistic situation that places you in the right place at the right time. Many of the great minds in history have known about the concept of blessings in disguise. Albert Einstein said, "In the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity." Paramahansa Yogananda proclaimed, "When you use life's experiences as your teacher and learn from them the true nature of the world and your part in it, those experiences become valuable guides to eternal fulfillment and happiness." Guides to eternal fulfillment and happiness. And His Holiness the Dalai Lama said, "The period of greatest gain in knowledge and experience is the most difficult period in one's life." Somehow all of that feels true for me. Yet it takes every single experience in our lives to bring us to where we are, right here, right now. It is true that all things work together for our good when we allow spirit to unfold in miraculous ways. It's true. When we go with the flow, when we stop fighting, when we let go of that death grip on what is, so that we can be open to receive what is supposed to be our blessing. Many of you may feel that you've made some mistakes and missed some of your opportunities for success in life, and yet you very well could have been a blessing in your life. Ernest Holmes has this to say about mistakes and opportunities. No mistakes have been made, none are being made, and none can be made. Declare, quote, there is one supreme intelligence which governs, guides, and guards, tells me what to do, when to act, and how to act, end quote. Having done this in perfect faith, act with perfect assurance. Declare further, everything necessary to the full and complete expression of the most boundless experience of joy is mine now. Know this, see it, feel it, and be it. Do this every day for a few minutes. We should all do this until the time comes when it's no longer necessary. When that time comes, we will know it because our demonstrations will have made it so. If a man has had, and apparently lost, many opportunities, he must be shown that he stands at the point of limitless opportunity. That opportunity is right here today, that he sees it and grasps it. It recognizes him as he recognizes it. We exist in limitless opportunities which are forever seeking expression through us. Wow. We exist in limitless opportunities. They're forever seeking expression through us. I think that's cool. I think that's right where we need to be. And so this morning, I invite you to think about any time in your life that may have been a blessing in disguise. And I'd like to close today's lesson with a reading of a poem titled, Most Richly Blessed. You may have heard it before. And as you're listening to it, be aware of the blessings in disguise. I asked God for strength that I might achieve, but I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked God for health that I might do greater things, but I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all men richly blessed. We are among all richly blessed. And all of those situations and circumstances that did not feel like a blessing when we were going through them, when we get to the other side, the darkness falls away and the radiance of the blessing is clear. We do this, we experience this as a result of infinite love. We are here and now in this universe, in this space, in this earth, because of love, as love, being love, in love, for love, as love. Well, we have to be. because the divine is love. And so as we have been raised by others, we have been raised in love to the best of their ability to give it and the best of our ability to receive it. A lot of these blessings have been disguised as manners, behavioral standards, apparel standards. You cannot go out of this house with a skirt that short. You know, all of these things that in our entire life we have experienced that maybe just in a moment, oh, mom is so awful. Nobody wears their skirts this long. Or, you know, anything. It's all a matter of looking at everything that we have been through. Every single bit of it is a blessing, even when we didn't recognize it at the time. And so I thank you. I thank you for honoring and recognizing your blessings in disguise, for being a blessing to others. For each of you are a blessing to me and to everyone around you, everyone who knows you, everyone who simply sees you walking down the street. You are a blessing to them, and they are a blessing to you. And so I let it be. Namaste.